What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So redistricting is still the big conversation right now in Texas and California. I was watching earlier on Fox News, this Republican congressman in California, he said we should stop doing these mid-decade redistrictings. So typically what happens is when they do the census every 10 years, then they redistrict. They have a redistricting commission. I mean, it varies by state. Every state has their own process. But they do a redistricting commission, and then they work out all the congressional seats. So whatever the House seats are, whatever the allocation is per state, and then they draw the maps. And it's always kind of an insider job because the incumbents want to protect their seats and the party in power. But, you know, if you're losing a seat, then you got to figure out how to do that. And the incumbents want to make their district safer. If there's somebody they don't like, they want to figure out how to get them out. So it's always a game. The idea of redistricting in the middle of a decade, pre-census, some states don't allow it, and other states do. Obviously, Texas in 2021 was redistricting after the census, and the Democrats lost their S, and they fled the state, and they put out all these dumb videos, and they made a mockery of themselves. And even the New York Times is acknowledging that the seats in Texas, the districts as they're designed right now, favor Democrats, and that the changes that would be made would be more reflective of the votes that went to Donald Trump, meaning that, and I've said this before, and I said this Friday night when I was on Laura Ingraham's show from the van down by the river in my driveway, that the Latino voters, Hispanic voters, Black voters are voting for Trump. So you had a lot of Hispanic voters in Texas who used to vote Democrat, and in 2024, they voted for Trump. So those districts now, which were Democrat districts, they went for President Trump in 2024. Now, voters in California a long time ago said, we want to take the politics out of congressional redistricting. We want to take it out of the process, and we want a commission to do it, and we don't want it to be political. A while ago, Gavin Newsom, sensing the headwinds that were coming because of all the people leaving his state, fleeing California, decided that he was going to jump in, override the proposition that was created in California, and he was going to recreate the congressional maps in California. Now the media is reporting it like he's threatening to do this in response to Texas, but that's not actually true. He was talking about doing this prior to Texas. The spin is now he's doing this in response. Okay. Bottom line is this. When the census is done in 2030, these blue states are going to lose seats. Red states like Texas are going to gain seats. The map as it's drawn right now in Texas, Republicans could pick up 5 seats. However, the problem is that where the Democrats control in California, if Newsom does what he's going to do, then Republican districts could theoretically vanish. Theoretically, but not necessarily so, because again, every district has to contain the same amount of people, even if it's geographically massive. And this is why it's kind of a joke and why it is that you have you've got some districts that are like they look like something a child drew. And Illinois is a great example of this. I mean, you talk about gerrymandered districts. If you look at a map of Illinois, you see all of these districts in a pocket all around Chicago. And then you see like gigantic red districts, a couple of them, drawn at the bottom of Illinois in the red spots of Illinois. And that's what I mean by gerrymandered. So instead of drawing districts that are equal in size, you'll have a tiny little sliver of a district, and then you'll have another little sliver of a district, and you'll have a gigantic, massive congressional district. There have been many attempts over the years to stop this process known as gerrymandering. There's been court battles over the years. There were attempts in the past to do it because they wanted to keep, you know, there were arguments that it was done to keep black people from voting. I mean, you know, going back, you know, obviously decades now. If you look at Illinois, and this is why when that tubby J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and the Democrats fleeing to Illinois, it's pretty laughable because it's probably the most gerrymandered state in the union. And it's a joke looking at the map because you've got all these blue districts up top and you got just a sea of red at the bottom. But those districts at the bottom are actually not a lot of districts. They're just really, really big districts. The other problem that you have is that in some places you only have you'll have districts that are in some cases so big that members of Congress will have to drive for hours to get to the other end of their district. Okay. When the new census is done in 2030 and these blue states lose their seats. And this is the big thing that we're talking about right now. Sorry, I'm looking at this now. Illinois has 2 districts that look like snakes thanks to gerrymandering, number 13 and number 17. Yeah, actually, I don't know if we can grab a map to throw up on the YouTube chat. That would be good to do if it's possible to do that. All right, thank you. I have to reset my computer.
Illinois? You want the Illinois 2 districts?
If you could do that, Justin, okay. That'd be great. I have to re-sign into my Mac. I had to change my. I'm on dad duty. It's a whole thing. Summer camp, drop off duty, and pick up duty, and I had to do a whole thing, and then I had to change my Apple password, and that was the biggest pain. So it's been one of those days. But I have to tell you. Remind me to tell you about the wardrobe malfunction that I had yesterday at Fox News. I have to tell you about the wardrobe malfunction. Not as bad as J-Lo's malfunction at the Super Bowl many years ago. Oh, and remind me to tell you that I saw the Naked Gun today. That's right. So I'll tell you about that as well. All right. Got lots to tell you about. A lot of things to tell you about. But when the new maps are drawn after the 2030 census, these blue states are going to lose some serious, serious electoral capital. And the reason for that is because people are leaving blue states. Now, there's only 435 seats in the House of Representatives. That's it. Okay? That number is not changing. That's a finite number. There are 100 seats in the Senate. You put them together, there are 535. You get the Electoral College by taking the seats in the House and the Senate, and it's a whole formula, but bottom line is this. You lose House seats, you lose votes in the Electoral College. Why does Wyoming only have 3 votes in the Electoral College? Because it only has 1 seat in the House. So Delaware has 1 member of Congress, right? So, or no, does it? Is it 1? How many seats does Delaware have? Matt, you know this, right?
I'm trying to find out right now. I actually don't know off the top of my head.
Is it one or Opelka would know if he was listening right now.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like they only have one.
They have one, right? Yeah. So they have three electoral votes. So the two senators plus the one member of Congress. So they have three electoral votes. So it doesn't, you know, so when you're looking at adding up the map to run for president and you're sitting down in the war room and you have the map of the United States of America out and you've got the Electoral College, which obviously some of these Democrats think is an actual place. And you're trying to get to 270 and you're adding all this up and you're counting, OK, I can win this state and that state. And, you know, you take and then you figure, all right, well, Hawaii, for example, has three electoral votes. It has one member of Congress who runs statewide like Delaware. They're elected statewide. And that's that. Wyoming, you know, some states only have three electoral votes because they have one member of Congress. And then you get into states that have large populations and lots of electoral votes. Those states, if they're blue, are going to take a beating after the census. California being at the top of the list. Because California has seen a massive population loss. The same with New York. But now, if people are leaving, they have to go somewhere. So assuming they haven't left the country and they've moved to another state, where have they gone? Well, looking at the U-Haul data, they've gone to Texas, they've gone to Florida, they've gone to South Carolina, and they've gone to North Carolina. Now, if you're dividing up the entire country into 435 electoral seats, then you then have to figure out the allocation post-census, and you've got to do that. Is that the – did you put the map up? Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's the map of Illinois.
All right, you can leave it up.
Districts.
Go ahead. Leave it up for a second if you don't mind. Because, you know, there's a delay on YouTube, so – and then I'll just keep talking. But they don't need to see my face anyway. I don't have makeup on. When a state is added to the union, does the House lose seats because of the added senators? What? Well, we haven't added – we haven't – I mean, if we add a – I don't understand the question. If we were to add a state to the union, then the Electoral College number would change. Basically, would be the short answer. Right? I mean, that state would get seat representation. So let's theoretically say Canada became the 51st state. Then you would have to take the population of Canada into account and figure out, because it's all done by a formula based on population and then how many seats in the House Canada would get plus the two U.S. senators, and then Canada would get those electoral votes in the Electoral College. It's why you got to be careful about – it sounds fun to say Canada is a 51st state, but be careful because you could be getting another California in terms of electoral power. I mean, you just got to be careful what you wish for when you look at that. I don't know enough about the population of Canada. I'm not an expert in that to say how many seats – they may get one, they may get – three, I don't know, but that's how they would do it. And then that number would go from 435 to, say, 436 or 440, whatever it is. And then the Senate would go from 100 to 102. Same thing if Puerto Rico were to become a state, if D.C. were to become a state. If D.C. were to become a state, theoretically, which I would argue the Constitution prohibits, but let's just say for sake of argument, D.C. would have one member of Congress and two senators. So the Senate would go to 102. The House would go to 436 seats, and those two senators would be guaranteed blue votes, guaranteed Democrat votes, 100%, no question about it. And that's why the Democrats are always pushing for D.C. statehood, always, for that reason. And then you'd have three more electoral votes for the Democrats in the Electoral College, because D.C. right now has a non-voting shadow delegate in the House of Representatives, but does not actually have the number of congressional members briefly expanded to 437 in 1959 when Alaska and Hawaii became states. So what? So then they brought it back down to 435?
Yep.
And why did they briefly expand it but then bring it back down to 435? Why didn't they just keep it at 437?
I'm not entirely sure. I just know that it was briefly expanded to 437 before the reduction. And now we have the 435 number.
I mean, I don't think you could keep it at 435 if you had another state.
No.
But the country's grown so much since then. I think you'd probably have to add a seat or two, wouldn't you think? Like a permanent seat?
I would imagine, yeah.
I would think. I mean, because the population's grown so much. I don't know. We're probably not adding a state anytime soon. I think the president jokes about Canada being the 51st state. I'm not really sure we'd want to. Matt, what is the population of Canada, just out of curiosity?
We'll find out.
Because that would be interesting. I'm going to guess. I'm going to go on a limb and say Canada, 11 million people.
I'm going to guess. 40 million, it looks
40
like.
Million people. All right, so yes. that's a good chunk of people. That's a lot of seats in the House then. That's a lot of representation in Congress. So that's because that's the size of New York, right? And how many electoral seats? How many seats does New York have? New York State?
Looking that up right now.
Or California? Again, you got to. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I think New York's population is like 20 million, but looking up the number of House seats.
Because New York and California right now are threatening to change their electoral maps the same way Texas is doing. And then this is all theoretical, California and New York could tip the balance of power. But if Texas does their thing and adds Republican seats, California and New York could take away Republican seats. If they change their congressional districts because, like, say, for example, you could because this is – it's all – the way they're drawn here, like this map that's on the screen, you can see they're not done by counties. They're not done by – It really makes no sense. What's the population?
Of New York? I think about 20 million.
Okay. All right. So let's say and let's say Canada got, you know, it became the 51st state. You gave Canada, that's like probably 20 seats in the House, maybe more, 25, 30. I don't even know. And the two senators, I mean, that's a lot of political power. That's a ton of political power if you were to add them as a state. That's why you got to be careful about, you know, what you wish for right there, because I'm assuming there's a lot of lefties in there. So that's the problem here. So backing up back to the United States and why maps look like they do with snakes and rivers and scorpions, and they look like unicorns and rainbows. And it's because these maps are all drawn by politicians to preserve their political power. There are very few competitive House races in this country. Very few, meaning that out of the 435 House races that there are in the United States of America every 2 years, there are maybe 50 that are really competitive. And really, out of that 50, I would argue maybe half are like competitive. You know what I mean? The rest are pretty solid. What you got to worry about in those districts, you got to worry about a primary challenge for the most part. But then you build up a massive war chest as the incumbent and you can fend off a primary challenge. But these districts are drawn for the safety of incumbency. This is another advantage of incumbency. This is another problem with why and why we need term limits, quite frankly, because the minute you get to Congress, a couple things happens. Number one, you somehow become a multimillionaire. You somehow start trading stocks and you just go. You're making $175,000 a year, but your net worth jumps to $40 million like overnight. Magic, right? You get a staff. You have people doing your social media accounts. You can you have a fund from the House where you could use it for all kinds of different purposes. You can send letters back to your constituents promoting yourself and how wonderful you are. Your signature actually counts as a stamp as a member of Congress, believe it or not. And oh, yes. OK, thank you, Matt. That's good. So California would be a good comparison to Canada based on size, population 40 million, and they have 52 congressional seats. Thank you. 52 members in the House, 52 members of the House representatives. So Canada would be a huge political powerhouse if it were to become the 51st state. OK, you become a member of Congress. You also then start raising money. You're now a member of Congress. You have the help of the, depending on your political party, either the National Republican Congressional Committee or the Democrat Congressional Committee. you have the support of the of lobbyists and PACs and all kinds of other groups. And then when it comes time to redraw the maps, whether it's mid-decade or at the end of the decade, you have the ability to sit in a room with your representatives, look at the map of your state and say, you know what? I lost that town. I'd like it to go to Jerry's district. And Jerry goes, great, I'll take that town. And I lost this town. I'm serious. This is how the process works. It's crazy. But, I mean, let's just, like, hypothetically just use some towns, right? We'll say, like, Cherry Hill, right? You take Cherry Hill and I'll give you Moorestown. And it's like you're trading Monopoly. It really is. It's like that. And then you draw districts like that and you go, okay, great. Now I've got a safe town. You've got a safe town. I'm a Democrat. You're a Republican. We both just made our chances of remaining an incumbent even better. Now, if you're losing a seat, however, which is what happened to New Jersey because so many people left, well, then what you do is you find a way to carve a district into a way that you basically figure out how you can make it more competitive. So that's what they did. And if you remember, the district in New Jersey that used to be held by John Runyon, the former Philadelphia Eagle, was a district that was a Republican district. MacArthur had it after him. Then it became a Democrat district. Why? Because they redistricted and they added some towns in that district that were Democrat towns. And even though there were a lot of Republican towns on the Ocean County side of the district, the Burlington County towns that were Democrat and the Camden County towns, I think, they outweighed that and the district flipped. And this is the other thing that occurs when they do these maps, thus taking a Republican seat and now making it a Democrat seat. But that is now a safe Democrat seat. When you look at the map, and the Cook Political Report does this, they do a political map and they say safe Republican, safe Democrat. Or they do lean Republican, lean Democrat. There are very few truly competitive House races. And those one and the districts that are competitive, like really competitive, don't stay competitive that long. Because after a long fight, when they're very expensive, whoever wins eventually finds a way with enough power to get that district redistricted in a way that ensures their incumbency, and then they're there for 30 years. And you see this play out. And that's why, just think about it, that's why most members of Congress are untouchable. They're untouchable. Their biggest worry is being defeated in a primary by somebody who either runs to their right or runs to their left. That's their biggest worry. And in working on congressional races, I can tell you that because you're running every 2 years in the House of Representatives, it's every 2 years that you're talking about. So they now have this map of 435 seats where even though it is like maybe a couple dozen that are competitive races, those couple dozen are so competitive that the balance of power now hangs by a seat or two. And that is a problem for either party that's in the majority. You can't guarantee your majority anymore. Think about it. You got 435 seats. Say 350 of them are fine. They're fine. They're nobody. You know what I mean? They're not competitive. Then you got another 50, say, yeah, they're kind of competitive. But you got like 25 that are super competitive and will decide the balance of power in the House of Representatives, whether it becomes Republican or Democrat. We're talking about, when you add it all up, billion with a B, $1 billion of money that will be spent fighting in those congressional races, between all the PACs and all the spending on campaign consultants and the TV and the radio and the political mailers and everything. It's good money. It's good business. Being a political consultant is a good line of work. I highly recommend it. Much, much more profitable than radio. Trust me on this. If someone were to ask me, like, hey, would you recommend option A, radio, or B, political consulting. Having done both, I would tell you, do political consulting. You'll make much more money in that realm. This I find to be a fact I didn't think about clearly when I made the jump, but here we are. But the nice thing about what I do is that I could always do that again. You know what I mean? So I'm not like really super worried about it. But anyway, point is this. If you're in the majority, what do you want to do? Stay in the majority. So then you look at the districts that you need to keep. And if you can redraw those lines to make sure that you can pick up a couple seats, you're going to do it so that you can keep that majority. And you don't have to worry about losing two or three seats or two or three votes. Because what did we just look at with the One Big Beautiful Bill? You can't lose one vote, right? You can't lose two votes. So then you have to give away the store because you don't have enough seats in your own party to be able to deal. And that's why, and people call me and they get frustrated and they go, I don't understand. You get these conservatives who make all these promises and you say, yeah, but you're also dealing with Republicans in blue states who have districts that could tomorrow become a Democrat district, who need to go back to their constituents and say, I got you a higher SALT deduction. Because their district is actually competitive, and that they're in the 25, they're in the small percentage of districts that are actually competitive, and a Democrat could win, and they have to deliver by going back and saying, "I got your SALT deduction to go from 10,000 to 40,000," and that's why the SALT deduction in the One Big Beautiful Bill went from 10,000 to 40,000. I'm not saying I like it. I'm telling you that's the process. That's why it happened that way. That's the reason why it occurred. So now as Texas is looking to potentially now pick up what President Trump said could be five new congressional seats, well, the Democrats aren't going to just sit back and let that happen. They're going to try to look at their maps where they're legally allowed to do so under their state laws, and they're going to try to redraw their maps so that they can try to increase their Democrat seats. And all of this, by the way, is ahead of midterms in 2026. Where you're talking about the balance of power changing and statistically speaking, the party in the White House loses congressional seats. But with the balance of power being so close right now, and I think Trump on a winning streak, that may not happen. But hey, picking up an extra five seats in Texas would certainly help the Republicans maintain their majority through midterms. And thus not stalling the president's agenda and getting the Democrats back in charge, who then you know are instantly going to start with their impeachment and everything else. But if the Democrats redraw the map in California and they redraw the map in New York and they try to turn those red districts into blue districts, it could all even out again. And you could come back down to having this come down to one or two seats. Really 25 seats, but, you know, one or two seats decides the balance of power and decides who has the speaker's gavel, if all that makes sense. Yeah, I know. It stinks. It's political. It makes no sense. None of it does. But that's the system we got. And it's the worst system, and yet it's the best of all the worst systems in the world. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Weigh in. You can call the show. You can weigh in on our YouTube chat. We're streaming live. You can tweet me on X. Feel free to do so. This is another reason why we need term limits. Because incumbents find a way to make themselves very, very powerful and safe. And that is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. It's about care, not cost. It's about compassion. That's the difference with Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So, you got 435 seats in the House of Representatives. That is a fixed number by law. That number does not change. So you have the entire population of the United States of America, and you have to divide that accordingly, and it's got to be equal across the entire country. So you take congressional districts, and you create congressional maps, and when people move out of a state and move into a different state, the state loses a seat in the House, and the state where everybody moves to, like Florida, gains a seat in the House. That's why Florida used to be, if you remember, a swing state. It is now a solidly red state. We don't even talk about Florida as a swing state. But do you remember the Hanging Chads? Do you remember that? There was a time when it was a swing state. It is not a swing state anymore. And as far as the gerrymandering goes, as the term is known, which is when the members of Congress work the maps to make their districts safe. Looking at the Cook Political Report, there are 174 solid Democrat seats in the House. There are 19 likely. There are 13 lean. There are 191 solid Republican. There are 11 likely. And there are 9 lean Republican. That means then there are 10 Democrat toss-up seats, and there are 8 Republican toss-up seats. Do you see what I mean when I tell you how close these races are, but yet how safe most of the districts in this country really are? So I know this is a lot of math, and I didn't know there was going to be any math today. No one told me there'd be any math. One of the great Saturday Night Live skits with Chevy Chase playing President Gerald Ford, by the way. No one said there'd be any math. Of the 435 House seats, 365 of them are solid. Okay? They're solid. Plus 19, plus 13, plus 11, plus 9, equals 417. So we're talking about basically 18 seats that decide the balance of power in the country. I mean, isn't that crazy? Like in the whole country, we're talking about 18 that will decide the majority in the House of Representatives and thus decide who the speaker is and thus decide whether or not we have the president of the United States impeached again. It's crazy. 435 seats and 18 are toss-ups. Now, when you look at the lean Democrat, there's one in Nebraska, too, which is an open seat. But it's most likely going to be a Democrat seat eventually. And when you look at the lean Republican, I'll give you two examples of in kind of our region of the country. One is in New Jersey, and it's Tom Kaine Jr. Remember his father, Tom Kaine? New Jersey and you, Pothick together. He used to walk on the beach, and he'd do those commercials. New Jersey and you, Pothick together. And I told him when I met him, I was at a political fundraiser. I was working for Congressman Scott Garrett back then. Speaking of redistricting, that district, the 5th Congressional District, was a solid Republican district, top of the state of New Jersey, where the district went from the Delaware River to the Hudson River. From Warren County, New Jersey to Bergen County, New Jersey, was a solid Republican district for years. It was Marge Raukema was the congresswoman who had it, and Scott Garrett challenged her in a primary, and he ran to her right, and he won because he was a solid conservative, and I worked on his campaign, and he lost the first time, and he won the second time. She wound up dropping out, and it became an open primary, and he won. Despite the fact that the party establishment backed somebody else, he wound up winning that primary. He was a solid conservative and would go on to do great work in Congress. When they had the chance, they redistricted it. They took a couple towns in Bergen County, and they moved the map a little bit, and now that district is held by a guy named Josh Gottheimer. Josh Gottheimer is a Democrat. However, that district is still a district that is a district that is considered to be a lean Democrat district from my perspective. However, it's not listed that way from the Cook Political Report because he's won that so many times now that they've figured he's safe. And you have more people moving from New York City to Bergen County, and they bring their voting habits with them, and they vote Democrat, and a once solid Republican district, New Jersey 5, is now a solid Democrat district, New Jersey 5. Tom Kaine Jr. is in the 7th Congressional District. That district, he was a squeaker, and he barely won it. He's been a big proponent, just like Mike Lawler in New York 17, of the SALT deduction, of increasing that to $40,000. Because both of those two seats are very, very close. They lean Republican, but they're close. And those two guys were both out there pushing really hard to say we need to have a higher SALT deduction. And the conservatives were out there saying, I get it, because we can't lose Kaine and we can't lose Lawler. We need those seats because we only have a majority of a couple. You know what I mean? Like, we lose a couple and we don't have the speaker's gavel anymore. That's why you got the SALT deduction. I'm not saying I like it. I'm telling you how this process plays out. So, of 435 seats, we're talking about 10 Democrat toss-ups, 8 Republican toss-ups. One of those in Pennsylvania is our friend Scott Perry. His district is considered a toss-up. And there are no Democrat toss-ups in our region at all. The only Republican toss-up in our region is, well, there's two in Pennsylvania. McKenzie in PA 7 and Perry in PA 10. Those two districts. All right? Likely Republican, PA 1, Mike Fitzpatrick. I am not. In no way should you interpret this as a defense of Mike Fitzpatrick. or excuse me, his brother. Because it's not intended to be. But Brian Fitzpatrick's district explains why Brian Fitzpatrick votes the way Brian Fitzpatrick does. It's not a defense of his voting. It just, you know, his district is a likely Republican district, but it's a fight and he has to raise a lot of money and he fights. And that explains a lot of his voting record, because I know people get very frustrated with him. Again, this is not a defense of it. It is an explanation for you. So don't get mad at me. I'm telling you the practical political reality of the way these districts are drawn. So you have 11 likely Republican districts. You have 9 lean Republican districts. You have 8 Republican toss-up districts. 11 plus 9 plus 8. Let's do the math on that. I have to get a calculator. I literally have to get a calculator. 11 plus 9 plus 8 equals 28. 28 seats, okay? That's not a lot. And the problem is that we don't know what we don't know come 2026. So if we can pick up 5 seats in Texas, and here's the president on CNBC this morning talking about that very issue, take a listen.
We should have many more seats in Congress in California. It's all gerrymandered. And we have an opportunity in Texas to pick up 5 seats. We have a really good governor, and we have good people in Texas. And I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to 5 more seats.
I don't know.
I have to check on that. And you know, they expect...
Check it. Why don't you check it, Brian?
The fact checkers expect us to check everything you say on the phone.
I want you to
but
check
for four
it. I
years, those fact checkers didn't fact check anything that was said about... we don't need to relitigate that either, but they expect fact checking immediately.
Joe, why don't you check it, okay? Because okay. I'd like you to. I got the highest vote in the history okay. of Texas, okay? By a lot.
Let me play Governor Greg Abbott talking about Texas, and this is cut number 11 now. Why he believes Texas should be able to get the seats, and also the gerrymandering that has occurred in places like California and New York and Illinois and other places like that, okay? And yeah, Trump is right. He did get the most votes ever. He did. I mean, he's right, but... it's CNBC, so, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes CNBC is and that guy Joe impresses me, and other times, not so much. That was one of those not so much times. All right, this is Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, cut 11.
For example, I think Donald Trump won in all 5 of these seats that we will be making Republican seats. The same thing should apply in all those other states, Sean, that you mentioned in your monologue, where you pointed out the gross gerrymandering in these blue states have rejected Republican candidates for office that should be serving those states, should be serving our country. It's the gerrymandering in the blue states that has distorted the politics in America.
All right, Governor, good for you. Good for the fight. We'll see if these guys show up and do their job as they should do. But clearly, they don't want the same rules applied to them. That's what this story is really all about.
The percentage of California congressional seats held by Republicans is 17%. However, nearly 40% of the state voted for Donald Trump in 2024. The percentage of New York congressional seats held by Republicans is 27%. 43% of the state voted for Trump in 2024. The percentage of Illinois congressional seats held by Republicans is 18%. 43% of Illinois voted for Trump in 2024. Democrats hold 32% of the congressional seats in Texas, with one vacant seat in a district that is reliably blue, so really the number should be higher at 34%. So let's say Democrats hold 34% of the congressional seats in Texas. Kamala Harris won 42% of the statewide vote in 2024. So if you look at it, the current Texas redistricting plan would boost the Republican congressional representation percentage to 80% and decrease the Democrat percentage of total seats to 20%. Pretty much in line with California and Illinois, though still not quite nearly as lopsided as those states based on how they voted in the presidential election. Even the New York Times acknowledges that Texas does not have enough Republican representation in Congress based on how Texas votes in the presidential election. And that is because of the gerrymandering of seats that keep the Democrat members in Texas safe. Because as I've told you before, they take these districts and they work out of town here and they work out of town here and they move a city over here and a block of a city over here. And it doesn't even have to be a full town, by the way. It can be half of a town. There are some members of Congress that have literally a block of a town in their district. One block. Not even half of a town. They have a street of a town in their district. I remember when the district in New Jersey, that is the district that Mikey Sherrill currently holds right now, who is the Democrat nominee for Congress, was once a reliably red district in New Jersey. Rodney Frelinghuysen was the member of Congress, and that district was red going all the way back to when his great-great-great-great-grandfather signed the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution, one of them, or maybe both. He was a signer. He was a founding father. And Rodney Frelinghuysen had some of Sparta, New Jersey. Not all of Sparta, New Jersey. He had some of Sparta, New Jersey. So that's what I mean. It's nuts and it makes no sense. And that's why we're dealing with the craziness right now that we're dealing with. Okay, let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because there's nothing crazy about saving 10% when it comes to improving your home. There's nothing crazy about 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors. And since they are an Owens Corning Platinum certified contractor, you will have a lifetime warranty on your roof. That's right. A lifetime warranty. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Transferable, by the way. And Anderson windows are the best of the best. Products made in the USA. Fantastic contractors who come to your house. I mean, employees of Emmons, but the people that do the work, who actually do the work for Emmons, who work for them. They do a great job. And I trust them 12 years now in two different homes. You know, I first met them when they redid the roof in our old home. And then I said, you guys did such a great job. Let's do the windows. Then they remodeled our kitchen and our bathroom. Yes, Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division as well. And then in our new house, they've remodeled or they're going to remodel our bathroom. So that's on the project list. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Get 10% off and tell them I sent you. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you for your comments. Checking X right now. Feel free to tweet me at Rich Zeoli or X me. Danny the Man, correct. The census counts everyone in the state, including non-residents. California is filled with illegals, would still get two senators and the same calculation for Congress. Technically, you have to be a resident, but they count non-citizens. So they count non-citizens as well. So illegal immigrants are counted. I know it's crazy, right? Because let's say somebody has an apartment and they're in this country illegally and they're renting an apartment in this country illegally. They're counted for the census. So, it's nuts. Homeless people are counted for the census. Everybody is counted for the census. Everybody. So as long as you are alive and there, the only difference would be if you are visiting. So if you're visiting and you're a tourist, you're not counted. But if you are residing here, even if you are residing here illegally, you are counted in the census, which is insane. But Danny is correct. And there's that's never obviously the way the founders intended it to be. They wanted to count American citizens for the purposes of representing their representation in the House of Representatives. They never intended to count people who are in this country illegally and should not have representation in the House of Representatives, obviously. But yeah, if you are residing in the United States of America, whether you are residing here legally or illegally, you are counted in the census. As insane as that is, you are counted in the census. I know, it's freaking nuts. But if you're visiting from France, you're not. That's the difference, I guess. That's it. It's the only good, because we don't want to count the French. Here's a wacko. Oh, and The Bachelor Chris is asking, if we had a 51st state, could we call it Casa del Lex or Otisburg? Absolutely. Casa del Lex works for me, or Otisburg, done. You got that. Done. Okay? Absolutely. No problem. Here's an unhinged Democrat member of Congress from Texas named Representative Yolanda Jones, who fled Texas. She was speaking with Don Lemon, and this is what she said redistricting is like. Actually, I'll share that with you when we get back, because we got to take a quick break. But we have Hans von Spakovsky joining us, because now we have Pam Bondi impaneling a grand jury. My question is, can we impanel that grand jury in Florida? Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.